Help us out. So do stay with me. You know what I'm like. I've got so much for you. But first, Gerard Stevens AM, welcome to the program again. Great to be talking. Now, last time we talked about assistance for, and it's gone out of my mind. Now, what was the special pack that was assistance last time?
Oh, was it the Parkinson's pack?
Yes, I think it was, of course. It was the Parkinson's pack. Now we've got these low vision packs. Now, according to the information I've been sent, over 570,000 people are estimated to be blind or vision impaired in Australia. And it's a surprising, this is a surprising number to me. Over 70% of those people are aged 65 and older. So it's not a surprise, really, that they might find it hard to read medication labels. I think those of us who are a lot younger find it hard to read medication labels very often. Things are very small, the print. So you've got, you've actually worked with, I love this. You've worked with Vision Australia and Blind Citizens Australia, another one of those ones where you've collaborated with people who really are knowledgeable and in touch with the real people who need these things. So talk to us about the development and what you've done and why.
Oh, thank you, Gaetana. Well, originally when I first created the Webster pack, we put braille dots down the left-hand side. You know, the Webster pack is a blister pack with four columns representing the four dosage times of the day and seven rows, which are the 7 days of the week.
Yeah.
And it's set out and it's enclosed within a plastic outer folder. Now, that plastic outer folder traditionally is blue, and it has, we added to it the braille dots down the left-hand side. And the braille dots, when I first went to the Royal Blind Society, and they said, look, only 3% of people are born blind who can read braille. So if you don't have enough room to put in the full word, just put one, two dots, three dots, four dots, five, six, seven. And that was okay for many years until one day I got a call from someone from Vision Australia, and this lady wasn't particularly happy with me because she said, those braille dots don't make any sense.
Ooh.
What are you doing? And that was like, this is not how I work. And I said, oh, look, this is terrible. So can I come and see you? And so I did. And this lady, we got on famously because, you know, our motivation is to help people take their medication correctly.
Yeah.
And then, so she explained what the dots should have been. So I said, no problem, we'll have them changed. And we did. But when I was there, she pointed out something which just rocked me. And that was that people with low vision struggle to see or read signs, whether it's on a Webster pack or a fire extinguisher. And she pointed out that the fire extinguisher, for example, had white writing on a black background. And the, you know, the escape sign, you know, which is the sign of a person running out, which is normally green, was black with white writing. And she said, this is to aid people who have low vision, who can make out forms and shapes. So I thought that was just the most amazing, you know, awareness.
What an insight. Yeah, it is an insight.
That's the word.
And it's something that we all need to know about, because this needs to be made more clear and more available so that people can get around and see signs better. Excellent. Go on. That was a light bulb moment, wasn't it, for you?
Light bulb moment. So, you know, immediately I went back and we started to, you know, get underway with a Webster pack that is a black background, and the printing on it is white and it's upper and lower case. And she even pointed out to me the importance of upper and lower case, not just capitals, but upper and lower case for those people who have, you know, severe vision impairment. And so that's became what we call the Webster pack LV, and low vision, of course, that's what the LV stands for. And the idea is that the medications are set out in the Webster pack by a pharmacist, your pharmacist, and then on a weekly basis or fortnightly basis, you either collect it for the pharmacist from the pharmacy or they deliver it to you. But in those blisters is the medication you're meant to be taking. And this overcomes issues like that can happen when people have had one medication discontinued and another one started, or they've been dispensed two brands, different brands of the same medication, and it can be very easy to get confused and take one of each. So the idea is when the pharmacist is, checking to see exactly what you're meant to be taking, that is what goes into the Webster pack. And it's designed just to help people get the most benefit from their medication. And Gaetano, we have got some wonderful stories of people who have, you know, just even just controlling blood pressure, where their blood pressure's been up and down, and they go onto the Webster pack and they're taking their medication as meant to be taken, and their blood pressure becomes stabilised. And this is one of the reasons why most of the recommendations we get for people to go onto Webster pack come from GPs or doctors who are managing people's, you know, health and medications.
And, of course, I noticed too that when it's macular month, of course, so as well, there's so much going on. And with that, I noticed a nice little reminder there that the most common form of macular diseases are age-related macular degeneration, as people would know that as AMD. Also, diabetic eye disease, and we mustn't forget that. That's one of the problems with diabetes. Including diabetic retinopathy and diabetic macular edema. So, of course, we come back to the same old recurring problem with medication, making sure that medication is taken consistently, that real compliance. It's not as though people want to be non-compliant, but they may forget easily, or they may take a double dose because they've forgotten they've actually taken it, and so on and so forth. So that it's the compliance thing of helping people to be able to take the various, whatever they're supposed to take at a certain time of day, and taking it each time, each day, etc., and not forgetting to take it and so on. That's just so important for their health, and also so that they don't deteriorate more, the eyes, etc.
Absolutely. And one of the key things is to know, have I taken it or not?
Oh. And we've talked about this before. Look, any of us can forget. Any of us. You know, it's so easy. You think, and I don't have meds to take, but I take some flaxseed oil capsules, and it's easy to remember a spoonful of fish oil after lunch. But the flaxseed oil capsules, I think to myself now, did I actually have them this morning or not?
You know? Well, that's exactly right.
But even if I have another one later on, it's not going to make me ill. It's not going to, you know, be bad for me. But medications are a different thing, aren't they? You know.
Well, they are, and it's really important that people, one, don't miss their medication, and then if they aren't sure, that then they're faced with this dilemma: should I take another one, or should I not take another one? And you know, it's very stressful. And it's not just stressful for the individual, but it's stressful for the people around that individual.
Yes.
And this is one of the reasons why when you say to somebody, look, I think you could probably really benefit from a Webster pack, 9 times out of 10, they say, oh, no, that's not for me. You know, I'm just fine. But the people around them are saying, please use it, because you're making us worry about you, because, you know, we all know that just as we get older, and not just when we get older, but it's so easy to forget. And, you know, we all just don't want anyone to have a misadventure through kind of mistakes with their medication.
Yes.
That's the whole point of what we're doing.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, I think we also come back to the regular contact with pharmacists to just check on things. And also, even if you have to do it via telehealth, checking with your GP or your specialist about checking on whether the medication doses are still right or have to be adjusted, or is there an alternate medication, or if people are having some sort of side effects. I think all of that's got to be raised and dealt with, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, sometimes people are suffering a side effect and they just can't quite work out, is it the medication that I'm taking or is it not? And it's interesting, within our software, we do a software which actually controls the use of the Webster packs. We actually keep a track of all the dosage changes that have occurred over time.
Mm-hmm.
New medications, stopped medications, dosage changes. And it's the pharmacist can provide this report if ever someone was going to see their doctor and they wanted to have that it's probably too many big words, but clinical correlation report. And the idea is that that is a report that correlates all the dosage changes. And then if there is a side effect, then you can relate it perhaps to a medication that's been changed or started.
Yes.
Maybe I'm getting a little bit off track with that.
No, but I think that's something good to know, you know, that you've got that factor as well, because I do know of people who've started on a new medication and had an awful side effect. I mean, absolutely horrible. At least, though, they've been able to identify it was that particular medication. But if you're on a whole lot of medications, sometimes it is hard to know, is it a new one? Is it a change in dosage? Or is it a build-up over time of a reaction to a particular med? So all those, that sort of information that you can give the patient to take to their doctor or specialist, I think is a very important thing. And also that they can report that they've got their pack, they're taking all the different meds, the right amount at the right time, da-di-da-di-da. That's another thing that helps the doctors deciding on what you've got to do for the patient, isn't it?
Look, there are so many stories of doctors increasing the dose. There's one particular situation where a doctor was constantly increasing the dose of a diabetic drug, and the patient just wasn't responding. And it was getting quite serious. And then the patient was put onto a Webster pack, and suddenly their blood sugar dropped dramatically because they were starting to take their medication. So they hadn't been taking it. And the doctor's working on the assumption, and why wouldn't the doctor assume
that
the medication is being taken? But suddenly it was being taken, and it caused a drop in sugar levels. So, but it just proved the point. And then once you've got a person taking their medication and the doctor knows this, then if your blood pressure's not coming down enough, the doctor can adjust it, increase the dose, change to another medication.
Yes.
But, you know, just imagine how difficult it would be for a doctor not knowing whether you've taken your medication or not, and then trying to think, well, should I increase the dose? Should I change it? I mean, really?
Yep.
It's very complicated.
Yes.
So the idea is just keep it simple.
And I can tell you, without identifying anyone, and this person has passed away some years ago, that I knew someone who had glaucoma and was quite elderly, and had a little bit of cognitive compromise in short-term memory, and just forgot the medication, forgot to get more prescriptions, all the rest of it, and went blind in the latter years, the last few years. So really, we want to avoid that happening. We really do. As ever, it is lovely to speak with you, Gerard, doing things to help people. And, of course, you yourself are a pharmacist, so you know what you're talking about.
Thank you very much, Gaetana.
It's lovely to speak. Thank you so much for what you do for the community. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there we are, and I've just got a minute or so to go, and I do want to just say something about